Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is where you at. And the name of the show is just for you, with you up until 11 o'clock. I am Sibongile Mofokeng. And yes, my family gave you the sounds of Nathaniel Bassey. And the song that I gave to you by Pastor Nathaniel, it's Adonai. And I said to the family that when we come back, I am not alone. I am talking to Ubabu Sandile Cele. Your Excellency Sandile Cele is in the house. Hi, how are you?
Hi, good morning. Good morning. Sisibongile ngiyaphila njani.
Ngiyaphila. I was supposed to say Sandile Cele is in the house and go.
Thank you for the welcome.
Hi, yeah. Was too sorry. It was so quickly as the studio. When's
Anjani? No. But we're going to teach you. As one no ballet to a bonus, so manji. But yeah, we thank God that we made it on time.
Thank you that you are here.
Thank you so much for having
Somebody
me.
Somebody is asking, who is Sandile Cele?
Hey.
Ongubana Sandile Cele.
San bonane pitoli, yaldumedisa lohle ka libitso la
manje. Wa redumelisa.
Hey lalela. Siyazama lesixo lesuthu lesi. My name is Sandile Cele. Usandile Cele is a child of God. Usandile Cele is a servant of God. Usandile Cele is a father. Usandile Cele is the last born of the four siblings Zagwa Cele, originally from KZN, in the township Umlazi. I am born of a pastor. I'm a PK. Usandile Cele is a musician. Usandile Cele is an entrepreneur. Usandile Cele is a pastor. Usandile Cele is a son. You know, as a husband, a
How
father.
Do you balance all of that?
By grace. Grace enables me to balance all of these hats.
Yeah. I don't think it's easy. Grace.
It's not. It's not.
But you like it.
I don't think it's a question of like, but I think it's more on embracing it. Because when I'm home, I'm not a pastor.
You are a
I
dad.
I have to be a husband. I have to
father.
Be a dad.
Yeah.
You know, when I'm at church, I'm not a husband. Yeah. I am a pastor. You know, when I'm in the crowds, I am an artist. You know, I'm like your public servants.
Yeah.
You know, so one just, the grace of God enables me to balance these
right.
heads and not confuse them.
So when it comes to Usandile Cele, what came first, music or being a pastor?
I haven't heard this question in years. So music chose me.
Okay.
Yeah.
You were a pastor first.
I didn't choose music. I
Did you choose to be a pastor?
Being a pastor is
also
a calling.
You. Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
And I've been running away from it.
Why?
You know? Being a pastor is not cool. Eh?
Were you watching your dad and you're like,
I grew
I'm a
up
PK,
around,
so.
I grew up watching him.
Yeah.
I went with him everywhere he was preaching. I was playing keys at church, you know, so I've been involved from Sunday school. You know, my mom has been a Sunday school teacher. So we grew up in that environment. So I looked at my dad as a pastor. And yes, I loved. He would crack us. My dad is, I call him a comedian. He would crack you when he preaches. There's no way his sermon would end without him cracking a joke, you know. And that way the word simmers in, you know, it falls right in.
You receive it very well.
You understand?
Yes.
So I looked up to him and I knew that this is where I will end.
Okay.
I just knew from a young age that's where I'm going
to
be.
So what made you run away from that calling?
Life, decisions, choices.
You were like,
we
make. Did you think you had to be perfect first before you could be?
Not even about perfection.
What was it?
It's just fear of the unknown.
Ah.
You know, I was running from something I didn't know. You know, yes, I knew I had a calling, but I didn't know when was the time. Until I mean, even at school, I was part of the student Christian movement.
Yeah.
And I was at school playing keys during SCMs and morning assemblies, and I was participating and all of that. So this has always been following me. It's always been following me until such a time.
Were you preaching at school? as well?
Not really, but yeah. I was testifying.
Okay.
You know, yeah. I would always testify. We would meet for prayer gatherings yes. until I left for Cape Town.
Yeah.
When I left Durban to go to Cape Town to study, I remember one Monday, God woke me up. I was with my brother. He woke me up around 5. And then he said, I must dress up and just get going. I went I must go to town, but I must go and tell people about the file that each person has. All the activities are written down.
The Bible is talking about.
Revelation chapter 20, verse 12. Uh-huh. So I woke up. I knew that was God. And I went in a train. This was in Kenilworth in Cape Town. I went on a train and it was packed. It was winter in Cape Town. I just got in the train and I started preaching. That's when I knew that, okay, Sugile. I preached.
You couldn't run anymore.
I couldn't. I started preaching from Kenilworth to town and from town to Fishhook. Came back and people were giving their lives to God. So that's when I knew that, okay, so this is it. And I don't know how the news came to Durban. And because everybody at home knew about it and my dad and the people at church. So the calling has been a part of my life. I believe it's the same as music is a force. Uh-huh. You know, when God has his hand on you, when God has a plan for your life, you cannot run away from it until you choose the wrong ways, maybe to even die.
I'm glad you didn't become a Jonah.
No ways. I wouldn't.
You didn't
have
to face the fish first.
I definitely wouldn't have. I wouldn't.
Now, how did music choose you?
Music chose me. I started singing from an early age, from Sunday school with my sister.
Right.
We grew up and we started getting invites from singing in funerals and then weddings and all of that. So, and then at church, we were singing duet, you know, me and my sister. So, and don't think we would rehearse. You know, we would just, my mom or my dad or my sister would just write a paper and say duet, Sandile and Koliwe. And we will then be called out during choir presentations. They will say music selection, Stelu Sandile no Koliwe bezenga pambili. And then we would sing, you know. Even at school, I was also part of the choir, the school choir, choral. Left school. Went to Cape Town. In Cape Town, that's where my wings kind of spread because I started sharing stages with Abo Jimmy Lulu.
Wow.
We would sing more jazzathon in Cape Town. I was part of the group called His Ensemble.
Yeah,
I was part
of
the group called Chosen Generation. I started a group called African Groove, which was my group, you know. And then from there, a friend of mine, Nkanyiso Pengu, recommended me to Ubabo Ulindelani Mkize for Joya Celebration.
Yes.
And the rest is history.
All right. So tell us about your song, Uyabu Sanjalo, because now sesingenile into the music scene.
So Uyabu Sanjalo. Uyabu Sanjalo is from my first project, which I released in 2014. This was my first ever solo project. So Uyabu Sanjalo is one of the songs that was part of the project. I had heard the song sung in church, in KZN. And I loved the song. You know, I would hear the congregation singing the song, and I'm like, this is a beautiful sound. This is a beautiful song. So I had to first check who is the original owner of this beautiful piece of work. And I realized Ugutukina Biela from KZN. Traced him down, and then I called him. I spoke to him. Dude, I would like to record this song. Can I have your permission? He said, you have my blessing, my brother, as long as you will credit me. Credited him. The song is beautiful. It says, uyinkosi nomusa, uyinkosi nothando, uphakeme kakhulu. All the songs I minister through or I use or record, I believe it has to be songs that minister to me first before they minister to
people. So did it minister to you first when you heard it?
I wouldn't have recorded it on my record. Because it was speaking to me. Ukuthi uyinkosi enomusa, uyinkosi ephakeme, uyabusa njalo kimi uJesu. You know, so it was speaking of what was happening in my life.
Can you please interpret it for somebody who doesn't understand isiZulu?
So the song speaks about Jesus Christ is is the king, mm-hmm. is a merciful king.
Yeah.
And he's full of love and he reigns.
Yeah.
He reigns in my life forever.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's go to it. We're coming back talking some more Masibuya.
Amen.
With Ubaba Sandile Cele.
Isinyathelo nesinyathelo sizohamba nawe indlela yonke. Sivakashele futhi uhlale ku radiopulpit.co.za.
You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is Where You At. Gave you the sounds of Sandile Cele, Uyabusa Njalo. He is in the studio with me this morning. And family, the lines are opened. You can talk to us in studio. Alternatively, you can write a message on our Facebook page because we are live streaming live from there. You can also send us a WhatsApp on 082-657-2729. It's 082-657-2729. And you can call us on 012-334-1322. I see Frank Yakub saying good morning to our family and our guests. Yeah, we are welcome. And our guests.
Good morning.
Thank you, Frank Yakub. So we love you too. Thank you. Family, the lines are open. You can talk to us. The SMS line 37871-37871. Uyabusa Njalo. He reigns in my life. So I was asking myself a question, and I think I said this to my boss earlier on. I'm like, when are Tusandile releasing singles in J?
So releasing singles, I think we've bombarded our fans with a lot of songs.
Yeah.
It's the same as recording a live DVD of new songs. Wherein people cannot participate, you know, they just have to come and watch you
and listen.
Which is good, but it has to be a two way. You understand? So me doing singles or dropping singles, a full project is coming, and by the time I record a full project, I want people to be singing along to the songs. And yes, there will be new songs as well.
Okay.
So maybe, for an example, if we are recording 10 songs, five of those songs will be songs that I've released prior.
Mm.
And then the five other will be new.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay.
So I believe in every time I record something, it must be something new and something that's never been heard.
Mm.
I don't want to be warming up songs. Oh,
David's generation.
Guilty as charged.
So where do you get your music from besides this one? I know that there are other songs in you.
Prayer. In my moments of prayer, moments of reading the word and meditating on the word, my moments of fellowshipping with God.
Mm.
These songs are birthed.
Do you hear it singing inside of your head, in your spirit? Where? I've heard, and
the
I say
this.
The
Spirit of God sings.
I always say, to our artists, this is what I hear the world says. Mm. This is what the world says. They say in the atmosphere there's music. You just grab what you want.
Finally, I hear you.
But when it comes to you, you say the Spirit of God sings within you.
The Spirit of God sings within me. Last year we were in Cape Town.
Uh-huh.
And we were raising an altar of prayer. In Cape Town.
Yeah.
That's my current assignment.
Yes.
We're raising an altar of prayer. We are praying with people and pray for people on live on TikTok and YouTube.
Yeah.
This is Mondays to Friday, 5 a.m. and 7 in the evening. So we were in Cape Town raising an altar of prayer. And as my
wife. And you're with your wife on that.
Definitely.
Yes.
And with my partner in Christ.
Yes.
So my wife is ministering and I'm on the keyboard, you know, and I'm playing. And the next thing. I hear a song, Sizele wena Nkosi yam, Sizele wena Thixo wam, yehla ngamandla kule ndawo, Sizele wena Nkosi yam. And then I started playing. I'm hearing this in my spirit, and I'm like, I just follow.
And it's never in the mind, ne?
Spirit.
Yeah.
So I play, and then my wife then hands over to me, and then I started singing this song.
Yeah.
It's a new song.
Yeah.
I've never heard it, and I just started playing the song, and I sang the song. This was last year in Cape Town.
Mm.
So my songs are birthed in that atmosphere of prayer, you know.
Mm.
They are inspired of God.
Mm.
you know. So if you're asking where do my songs come from, they are inspired of scripture and of my time of fellowship in prayer with God.
Tell us about the altar of prayer. I know you are on TikTok about that with your wife.
Yes. Raising an altar of prayer is a we've been doing it now. This is going to be our third year in April. We'll be 3 years old in raising an altar of prayer. This is something that started in a funny way.
Okay.
I've never been somebody who loved TikTok.
Yeah.
I never even knew about TikTok until a colleague, I was still employed in the insurance industry then. A colleague says to me, but you are a celebrity, Mos. So when why you unganayo I TikTok? What is TikTok? Yeah. I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter. Yeah. And then she says, no. Choma, there's TikTok. TikTok, utwanse ube da. And then she helped me, you know, download the app and all of that. And then,
what as soon as I shared... At that moment, what are you thinking as you're downloading this?
I'm like, she was showing me videos of people whom I didn't even know, but they had a million likes. You know, they had massive following. And then she would, she said, share this on your socials and tell people you're on TikTok. And then she showed me how to go live. And then I would go live, and then I'm like, okay, oh, this is fun. So as I go live, people identify me, you know. And then I started talking, hey guys, how do you guys use money? You know, imali sebenzisa kanjani, you know. And then I was thinking of ideas and topics to talk nabantu ngawo. And then one day the Lord said, call them, pray for them, and pray with them. I'm like, huh?
Call them?
He says, go live, call them, pray for them, and pray with them. I went live, and then they started coming in. I said, okay, if you have a prayer request, just drop it on the comment section. I want to pray for you. I want to pray with you. That's how it started. And then people would write, please pray for me. I'm looking for a job. Please pray for me. I'm sick. Please pray for my mom. She's not well, you know. And I would pray as I see comments. It started growing. I told them, let's meet again at 7 in the evening. My wife joined me then. Started joining me. This never had a name because it always was Sandy Lekele on TikTok, you know. And then the concept of raising an altar of prayer is something that was dropped by my wife when she introduced herself to my followers.
Wow.
She says, you know what? Actually, let us together raise an altar of prayer. I'm like, okay. She says, yeah, let's pray. We are just here to pray for you. So if you have a prayer request, let's pray for you and let's pray with you. So that's how this was birthed. You understand? So we've been doing this. We also travel around the provinces, all 9 provinces. We travel and pray for people.
And you sing whenever you're traveling and you're ministering in these places.
Music is part of this. But there's people know me from the music spaces, you know. So I then sing, and my wife also is a musician. She served at Hope Restoration Ministries.
Kumfundisi Mathebule.
Yes. She was there for over 10 years. She was serving in the worship team. So we then together just start praising and start worshiping God, and then things begin happening. Even this past Saturday, we had our first gathering this year. We were meeting in Kempton Park, and we had people coming, but we first had to go to the mountain at 6 a.m.
Wow.
We went and we prayed in the mountain, and then at 10 o'clock, we then gathered and prayed, and what an experience we had with God. So raising an altar of prayer is a platform where we've allowed God to demonstrate His power through us, and we've opened ourselves and our marriage even to say, Lord, use our marriage for the extension of Your kingdom. So that's what we do, that we pray.
Oh, Brenton Jerome says, never stop praying, in which scripture instructs us, hallelujah. So he's like celebrating the scripture instructs us to never
pray
stop
without ceasing. I think it's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
Pray without ceasing.
Pray without ceasing. So we pray
without ceasing.
And also, what I love about prayer is that prayer aligns us.
So I'm tempted to ask you this question, but I want to come to the song "Uyanginakekela." I'm tempted to ask you this question, Yoguchi. When you're going around and raising an altar of prayer in all these provinces and other parts of South Africa and also on TikTok, what are some of the challenges that you have noticed we are going through that we do not even have the prayer life, or we pray and we cease? A quick one.
Unemployment.
Is it what keeps us from praying?
Frustration out through it.
Okay.
Because a lot of people are
so sitting these at home. Are the people that you meet?
These are people I meet on a daily basis. And every time I go live, someone will say, please pray for me. I need a job.
Yeah.
Not so long ago, we had doctors, professional and qualified doctors, toitoying, marching because of the lack of opportunities for them to be able to demonstrate their skill. We have one thing which I believe pushes us away from praying is disobedience.
Okay.
Because we want to live our lives the way we want. We do not want anyone to tell us how to live our lives. And we think we know, yet we don't know. Until we fall into a pit. And then we end up now crying for help. God, please help
me. Take us out.
Yeah, you understand? And we only recognize God when we are in need, when we're in trouble. You know? So part of what makes people not to pray is, number three, lack of the word. David says, in your word, in my heart, I have hidden your word, oh God, so that I may not sin. So in the fullness of the word in our hearts, we will be able to pray. Because it's going to be a struggle to pray if you do not have the word. Because your prayer will not even last 2 minutes. The only prayer we'll remember is Our Father. But Proverbs said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So once we are full of the word in our hearts,
yeah,
we will then be able to have something to say to God. So lack of the word speaks to prayerlessness.
Lack of the word speaks to prayerlessness. And then you come, you write a song, Uyanginakekela. I'm listening to me, who is outside. I'm thinking about somebody who doesn't have a job, somebody who is struggling, the people that Mfundis is talking about today.
Yeah.
And I am thinking to myself, once you start proclaiming the word, Uyanginakekela, speaking to yourself, even though you don't see it yet with your physical eye, then you will have what you... Because we are created in His likeness and His image. So we have what we say. He speaks things that are not as though they are.
Yes,
and they become.
Right.
But what more can I get from the song Uyanginakekela? And what did it... What brought that song about? Was it you seeing TikTok and God sending you out and you're like, This God,
Uyanginakekela is a song I wrote in 2015.
What now? Not even
so
anywhere so where you at now.
2014, Uyabusanjalo is one of the songs that was part, but it was not written by me.
Okay, yes.
Right? I think on the project I wrote about 3 to 4 songs, if I'm not mistaken. And then the rest of the songs were, I had Usifiso Kanyile who wrote a song. So in 2015... Uyanginakekela, uyangithanda. God, this song is about God taking care of me.
All right.
God loves me.
And you have seen it, ne?
I see it daily. What is in front of you today is a product of, it's a product of grace. One, it's also evidence and proof that God takes care of me. You understand? And this is from the word of God where God says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
All of my songs are inspired of the word. If it's not prayer, it's the word. You understand? So this song was written in 2015. One would ask, why a song written so...
So it's been singing in your soul since.
And you know, these songs have been sitting there, and I've even thought, no one is interested in wanting to hear this song.
Wait, Kangani. Let's come back. So when you get these songs in 2014, did you record them somewhere?
Yes.
Okay.
Most definitely. Right. Okay. I would So I was in the kitchen.
Okay.
Cooking.
Okay.
Right?
This is interesting.
And I remember I reached out to the in the cupboard to get a spice.
Mm.
Right? And then there the melody came.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah. Dinna. And I'm singing, so I'm not focusing on the melody or even the song, but I'm like, oh, this is nice. Oh, yeah, I'm busy looking which spice. Gitanda, utembisile, hezwin. And then I'm like, okay. And then immediately I'm realizing this is a new song. Mm. I took the phone, I started recording. I'm like, huh? Mm. So God gives me a song in full.
Mm.
Without a verse,
mm-hmm.
it will just be a chorus.
Mm.
You understand?
Mm.
And then I recorded Wunaminjalu. I'm like, yay. Okay. And then I had to replay now this. I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
Really? As I'm cooking now, I'm playing it over and over again. I'm like, wow, thank you, Lord. And then I had to now look into scripture. Gegen sugeguye. What will separate me from the love of God?
God.
You understand?
Yeah.
Will persecution?
No.
Will poverty? No. Will sickness? No. Will death? No. So, therefore, God is with me and he leads me in the paths of righteousness. Green pastures, you understand? That's where God... So these songs come like that.
Mm-hmm.
He just gives me the melody. And then I sit down on the piano and I start putting the song together and start arranging harmonies. I'm like, when I meet with my singers, guys, let's try this out. And then when I hear the voices, I'm like, oh, wow.
Look at this God.
That's how it happened.
Let's hear the song. Sang by Sandile Cele.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012 334 1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You're at 657 AM, radio caring, 24 hours a day.
I'm a daughter, suga my daughter.
Oh yeah.
Wow. Was it like this when you received it in 2014?
No ways.
Totally different.
No ways. So when I heard the song, I played it. The song began to grow in me, and I figured I would like to have this in a reggae.
Uh-huh.
I want to do it in a raga.
But this is something unique. I can hear the raganess, but
yes,
this is totally unique.
I want to keep it within.
Yeah.
You know, it has to be a movie, a song, a sing-along. So that's why there's not a lot of words, no, a lot of arrangements.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love writing music that is simple to the ear and to the tongue.
I love the excitement in it.
Yeah, thank you.
To say, thank Lord, you really do. You surely take good care of me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everything that is happening in my life right now equals God.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot give credit to anyone, but I can give credit to God because I am who I am. I am where I am because of his grace, because of his love, because of his faithfulness and consistency in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, you said you release AMA singles and then later on, when can we expect a full album?
You know what? So.
Oh, are you waiting for the Lord know. Holy Spirit to say?
No. There are plenty of songs.
Oh, yeah.
There are plenty. There's more.
Okay.
Where this came from.
Okay.
So don't think it's going to be taking long. So the plan is, a full project is coming. So there's another song that's coming in May.
Mm-hmm.
There's another new song.
Are we going to be the first ones to play it?
Well,
if
you were the first to play this one, what will stop you from that? So I'll be dropping another song.
Yeah.
I didn't want to bombard you guys with new music like all at once. Boom, two songs.
Yeah.
I thought let's first give one, release one,
mm-hmm.
and then let it simmer. You know, let's give it time to breathe mm-hmm. and to grow in you.
Mm-hmm.
And then whilst you are still mesmerized by it, let's drop another one.
Mm.
You understand? So there is a project coming, but what I want to do, what is happening now in the atmosphere, it's a revival.
Wow.
We are in that time of a revival.
Mm.
So one is looking at calling people to come for a time of fellowship with God.
Through song and
yes.
prayer?
Everything,
mm.
but mostly song.
Through song.
Yeah, because I've noticed that, you see, when it's your time, when it's your turn, when it's your season, there is nothing that you can do in these three happening that will not be effective.
Mm.
So I'm going to be calling you guys to just come. Let's just come for a time of fellowship with
mm-hmm.
him,
mm-hmm.
with the Father,
mm-hmm.
right? And in those times, mark my word, there will be new songs coming.
Wow.
So the idea is for us to have this one experience in the same place, like it happened in the book of Acts chapter 2,
mm-hmm.
where the Bible says they were together in one room, one place, one heart, you know, and suddenly there was. So I'm trusting God for that sudden
Amen
moment
to that.
Where
Amen
we are together
to that.
And then he just gives us new melodies, new sounds where we're together, so that when there's new songs coming out and it's being released and you say, I was there.
Yeah, boo.
I was a part
yeah,
of that
boo.
Movie. Yeah. So that's how I'm looking at it happening.
Wow.
Yeah.
This song is that one that a person can drive with to Durban. Yes.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Sing along.
And I'm praying for on repeat.
On repeat. On repeat.
When you have left home around 3 in the morning, when
yeah.
the traffic is yeah, and then we are juice. We are in again.
We're just cruising. Oh yeah.
And it's that kind of a song that one sing, like we were talking about those who are going through, the people that you meet
yeah.
who are looking for jobs, and you start singing it with the excitement that's in there, and you really see him doing. There's that anointing around
I mean,
it.
I mean, this song serves as a reminder.
Yeah.
That I may be unemployed.
But
I've never slept on an empty tummy.
Born.
Because he takes care of me.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm.
He says, I will supply. He supplies all our needs according to his riches. Through Christ
yes,
Jesus.
Yes.
So as much as I may not have money, who said for me to live, I need money?
Mm.
If God told, I mean, if Jesus told Satan that the devil took advantage of him because he was hungry.
Mm.
And then he says, convert these stones to bread.
Mm.
And then he says, it's not bread alone that man shall live by, but by every word.
That comes
so
out
we can
from
live
the
on
yes.
the word.
Yes.
Yeah. So this song serves as a reminder that, hey, as much as not everything in your life may be going
mm-hmm.
well, but I mean, look around. Just take a moment of, just pause
mm-hmm.
and just look around and just, you are able to breathe. There is somebody who is in the ICU right now who's fighting for their lives. They are breathing through machines and pipes. When you are able to breathe freely, you can hear. There is someone who has the same ears where your ears are, but they do not have the ability to hear. Who gives the ability? It's God.
Mm.
You have eyes. The blind people also have eyes, but they cannot see. And the only one who enables us to see, it's God.
Mm.
When you have everything functioning in your life without any problems, he's taking care of you. You know, so count your blessings and name them one by one.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
Babukele, thank you so much for coming through to minister
so
unto us today.
Me.
So exciting. A different morning altogether with the family of Radio Pulpit. I see you, Belinda Blay. So such a beautiful, beautiful morning to wake up on music, to start on music,
Most
on
definitely.
The ministry of music.
Most definitely.
May you keep growing.
Thank you.
May the Lord keep keeping you.
Amen.
Together with your family. We love the way you also love God's people.
Amen.
And we would like to say the Lord bless you and keep you.
Amen.
May the
Amen.
Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you.
Amen.
May he continue lifting up his countenance upon you and giving you peace, good success in all that you do.
Amen. I receive that.
Ikhona kuma digital platforms where Tulengoma, can we find it now?
Not yet. The song is coming out officially on Friday within all digital platforms.
Oh.
So you are among the first that have played the song before it comes out in all digital platforms. So the song is officially coming out on the 8th of March.
Mm-hmm.
So today is Wednesday.
Yebo.
So tomorrow midnight.
Into
Friday.
Yes.
It will be on all digital platforms.
We are grateful.
So the song will be available. And I'm also available if you want me to come and be a blessing. I am for the people. I am called for the people.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a politician though, but I am just a minister of the word and of song. So
how do we get hold of you? Do we go via your TikTok, your Facebook?
I'm available on TikTok as at Raising an Altar of Prayer.
Yeah.
At Raising an Altar of Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you will see me and my wife.
Mm-hmm.
I'm available on Instagram at @Sandilecele_SA. Please
mm-hmm.
do follow me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm available on Facebook, Sandilecele.
Thank you so much. May God keep keeping you. Keep
Thank
rising
you
up. We're
me.
Waiting for that album.
No. The album, you will be a part of the recording.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Also greeting.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
I think because we are the first ones, it's only good to play out with it again.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.